Another question over here? Yes, ma'am.
I know that we've considered several options, and, oh, I'm sorry, I'm Judy Pirate.
Yes, I'm Judy.
I know that you've considered several options, and so far, and annexation's looking like the most positive one. And I'm not sure when all the, the citizens of Scotia got to hear the reasons why those other options are no longer an option. Is there...
Well, again, I don't want a lot of information is going to come out of these studies you're going on, too. Okay, but I don't want to, I forgot my last question.
Were there reports given that said why that was not a good option?
Yeah, no, we basically did an initial study and looked at various options. Okay, we looked at formation of community services district, special districts, homeowners association, incorporation, annexation, okay, and we have a team of consultants that work on the legal folks, and so we looked at the various legal options as well. And the cost analysis, what it showed, assuming that all the expenses of a CSD would be absorbed by the members of the CSD. Now, some of those services could not be provided, such as electricity, okay? And if that were to be the case, based on some of the estimates and the potential analysis of the work that was done is that the cost of those services would be probably approaching at least $300 a month. Okay, and that's sewer, water, fire, parks and recreation, all the time. Okay, so let me compare that to how the city spends its tax dollars, how it provides services. So we compare those, and the study compared those rates to what Goodell currently folks paying with sewer, water. Now the other services such as parks and recreation, you guys don't have a parks and recreation fund, okay? I think the study's gonna lay out some funding options if those were turned over to the folks at Riddell. That would generate revenues to pay for something else. Riddell provides street work. Of course, none of the cities around provide a whole lot, but there is some street work provided. Basically, again, it's coming from revenues generated and it's coming from tax revenues and property taxes and sales tax primarily. And so the process or thought is that Scotia's property taxes, sales tax, and motor vehicles and the tax, some of those would help fund those services for that area. Okay, therefore, when we look at the cost of the CSD up here, is potential cost, and the city, of course, preliminary cost if they're annexed with the put over. Okay, so that was really, that's one of the reasons why the residents said, okay, that looks good to us. But that study was done earlier, and we can show some of the information. I think some of it's probably going to come out this other study. I don't know if we can find that. I can put that up at the next meeting. I'll go in more in depth on that.
Well, and then my second question is, we've been trying to sell this to us and everything, and so we hear all the positive and everything. Mm-hmm. And in some forum, it would be nice to hear the drawbacks, because obviously there's going to be some. And sure. I think that, when you make a decision, it's nice to know what it is, not just all the positive, but what it is going to be. And that way, I think we'd feel more informed instead of just hearing all the
problems. And that's going to happen, I think, again. I refer to the analysis, the economic studies going on, the fiscal analysis. Basically, what Riddell, right, speaking of, man, they said, this would look okay to you folks and everybody if it was revenue neutral. That means that the revenues, the cost is not where the revenues. So obviously, the study that's going to go on is going to look at the potential costs of the chief to provide food service in Scotia. Okay, they're going to look at the cost and what it's going to take. If they're going to have to add any staff at City Hall, you're going to need another planning person. You're going to need any other positions at City Hall. How much is it going to take to run the public utilities, truck over to Scotia, whatever. Yep. So they should be looking at all that stuff. And so you should come back with a report that's going to say, okay, the revenues, potential revenues generated in this scenario is going to be X, and the cost generated, it's going to cost the city as a whole is going to be Y. And therefore, so they're going to be a plus or minus. I think that's how it's going to sound, John. Does that sound right?
That sounds right. I mean, we could list a whole lot of potential negatives, we're going to wait for the reports to come out, the technical engineering reports and the fiscal analysis. We may have some preliminary information prior to the final reports, as well as the environmental impact report. And those will all come out over time.
Yes, sir.